On the eve of the World Cup, here's a World Cup memory that's full of ironic twists. One of the greatest upsets in Cup history was by a team whose own country barely noticed. And for the game's hero, well, it wasn't even his own country.
Ein absurdes Ergebnis für die Nation, die den modernen Fußball erfunden hat.
That's a German newsreel from 1950. The announcer speaks of an absurd outcome for the nation that invented modern soccer. He means England. The 1950 tournament was in Brazil, and the absurdity was that powerhouse England was upended 1-0 by a negligible territory on the world soccer map, us. That's right. Amazingly, the U.S. beat England 1-0 in 1950. It's an upset vividly remembered elsewhere, but largely unnoticed or forgotten here. And the American who scored that one goal wasn't actually an American. He's the subject of Alexander Wolf's article, The Hero Who Vanished, in Sports Illustrated. And Alexander Wolf joins us now. Welcome.
Thanks very much.
And first, the player was named Joseph Gaitchens. Tell us about him.
Joe Gaitchens was a member of a family that could be fairly described as part of the Haitian elite. After World War II, he went off to New York City to study accounting and work as a dishwasher. On the weekends, he played semi-pro soccer. And the U.S. World Cup team wanted a ringer, a guy who could score goals. And if there was one thing Joe Gaitchens could do, dancing in front of a goal mouth, he could get his head or some body part on a ball and deflect it into the goal. So he found his way down to Belo Horizonte, where he scored this fabulous goal against England.
Well, tell us about the goal that he scored.
Everybody has a slightly different take on how the ball went in the goal. People on the English side all say it was just an utter accident. The Americans all say, yeah, it was lucky, but it wasn't an accident. Gaitchens left his feet. He kind of laid himself out horizontally. And to hear the surviving members of that team put it, the ball just slightly glanced the side of his head. I mean, just enough to redirect it past Bert Williams, the English goalie.
He scored the only goal in that 1950 game against England. I read that he went on to play some soccer in France afterwards, but you really pick up the story with what happened after he returned to his native Haiti.
Yeah, he comes back to Port-au-Prince, where his family is comfortably living. And then by the mid to late 50s, there is a hard-fought election campaign between the country doctor, Duvalier, Papa Doc, and someone named Louis Desjoies, who was a very good friend of the Gaitchens family, not particularly of Joe, but two of Joe's brothers were very close to Desjoies. Desjoies loses, Papa Doc takes over and instantly becomes a ruthless dictator. And what happens on one very sorry summer's day in the early 60s is Papa Doc's personal militia trundle Joe Gaitchens off into a car or a van. The details are a little bit hazy, and he's taken off to Fort Dimanche, this dungeon, and is never seen again.
Now, by that time, in Haiti, did everyone know who Joseph Gaitchens was, this hero of the game in 1950?
Oh, when he came back from his seasons in France as a professional, there were virtually ticker tape parades. Once the Duvaliers are into power, nobody dared mention Gaitchens' name for decades. And, of course, the irony is in the States, in the U.S., the country that was the great beneficiary of this goal, no one had even heard of his name.
What, if anything, has been done to get people to know about, or those who knew about, to remember Joseph Gaitchens?
Just in the last months, Haiti, as we all know, has been very much on the minds of Americans. And here is a case where Haiti really gave the United States something in this goal for this incredible upset. That's finally getting a little bit of attention and appreciation.
Alexander Wolf, thank you very much for talking with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
Alexander Wolf, who spoke to us from the studios of Middlebury College in Vermont, was talking about Joseph Gaitchens, the Haitian soccer player who scored the one goal in that 1950 game. It's the subject of his article in Sports Illustrated, The Hero Who Vanished.
This Saturday, the U.S. faces England in the World Cup for the first time since that upset victory 60 years ago.
Yes, and if you've always wondered why we call it soccer and the rest of the world calls it football, put an end to the mystery. Visit our World Cup blog at npr.org/cleats. That's C-L-E-A-T-S.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.